Recently, as I was flying back from a short trip to Wisconsin, I had the opportunity to catch up on some reading. And I came upon an article in a professor by Deacon Digest magazines, which was written by a professor of homiletics. And the basic theme, the basic point of this article that he wrote is for how the homilist should be able to answer the question from each and every one of you, which is how this particular scripture affects your life. So hopefully, as I speak about our gospel today, I can answer that question for each and every one of you. We are entering the fourth week of Advent. Christmas, the birth and celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ, is only days away. Advent is a time of preparation and prayer. And quite honestly, I could add another, a third P word, and that would be patience, because we all know during these hectic times, during the Christmas holidays, things can get a bit hectic, and we tend to lose a little bit of our patience, just like the people on I-17 yesterday. The birth of Jesus Christ is undeniably the greatest story ever told. Today's gospel that we just heard, though, focuses on the birth of Jesus through Joseph, though, the perception of Joseph. And St. Joseph, he emulates the three P's, prayer, preparation, and patience. In fact, St. Joseph was known as a righteous, just, and compassionate person. All of us, male or female, would love others to describe us with those adjectives, righteous, just, and compassionate. One does not achieve those, however, without having the proper prayer. Mary had the grace and patience. We all know that Mary had the greatest yes ever proclaimed as she said yes to being the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. But St. Joseph also had an extremely important yes. He said yes to taking a pregnant Mary into his home, not allowing her or her family to suffer any form of humiliation, disgrace, of being an unwed mother, which at that time also included, or could have included, being stoned to death. Joseph said yes to protecting his family, yes to tending to their safety, their comfort, and their well-being at the expense of his own plans and preference. And he said yes to being obedient to his faith. We can all learn from the actions of St. Joseph. We never hear St. Joseph speak, but the scriptures tell us he was always listening, attentive to the call of the Holy Spirit. It was Joseph who found the stable and prepared it for Jesus and Mary. It was Joseph who no doubt cleaned it up and had it ready for the birth of Jesus Christ. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago in a previous homily, that's what Catholic men do. We're leaders, we're protectors, we're organizers of our family, and we should all follow suit and follow St. Joseph's actions. Advent is a time of preparation. We're not only preparing to celebrate the memory and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're also preparing, more importantly, for the second coming. And just like Joseph Christ, we're preparing for our eternal life. And just like Joseph, we're called to pay attention to the signs of that second coming. As they say, there's a reason why God made us with two ears, two eyes, and only one mouth. As we gather here to celebrate the Mass and receive the ultimate gift of Jesus Christ here shortly, the reality of the situation is that this Mass will end. We will all leave. We'll all go about on our daily lives. We'll all leave the comforts of these four walls. And the question is, as I started early in this homily, is what can I take it out into the world? What did I learn from Scripture today that I can take outside these four walls? Whether you're a teacher, a nurse, police officer, whatever your vocation might be, what does the season of Advent have to do with for me and my own lived experiences? So let us return to a moment to one of those three P's, and let's talk about prayer. And more importantly, let's talk about the power of prayer. I could share with you a number of stories that I have personally witnessed to the power of prayer. I'm going to talk about one that happened about 10 years ago for my previous parish, St. Bruno's in Dousman, Wisconsin. Very small little town in western Wisconsin. There was a young man, 14 years old, young boy, who went deer hunting with his father. And as for those of you who are deer hunters, a lot of deer hunters hunt from a deer stand, which is in a tree. Then a young boy of 14 years old climbed up the tree, and then with a rope he was pulling up his rifle to where he was sitting. That gun went off. That bullet went into his chest. And he fell from that tree and should have died at that point, should have bled out at that point. His father found him laying there, and the whole parish prayed for that young boy, that young man. In fact, an entire community prayed for that young boy. Flash forward now, it's 10 years later. A young man graduated from college. He's doing tremendously well. He obviously survived that horrific experience. But it wasn't without the power of prayer. That's just an example of how powerful prayer is and what it can do for each and every one of us. Oftentimes we find ourselves in complex situations and individuals without knowing how to resolve said situation, whatever it might be. But we always have to keep in mind that we have the power of prayer to help us always to guide our thoughts and our actions. I always say it's easy to be Catholic right here, right now. But it's a little more difficult when we're out in the world and sometimes by ourselves. And maybe we might be a little uneasy to show our faith, to profess our faith, but we shouldn't be. I invite each and every one of you to always allow your hearts to be open. How is this particular passage speaking to me? And what do I mean? All it takes is 18 inches to miss heaven. And what do I mean by that? That's the difference between your head and your heart. Always have your decisions based on not only your thought process, but more importantly, what is in your heart. Jesus will enter if you allow him to, just as Joseph did. Joseph let his heart be open and let the Holy Spirit speak to him and guide him. May your season of Advent and your celebration of this Christmas season be faith-filled and joyous, and always keep your hearts open to the call of the Holy Spirit. Amen.